The proposed dam remains controversial in the Upper Susitna Valley, where many residents are concerned about what the potential impacts on the environment and their livelihoods will be. Some area residents have expressed the opinion that the unusual ice conditions and land access issues this year indicate that the Alaska Energy Authority should take more time to complete the studies as opposed to trying to finish the remaining work in 2014. Wayne Dyock, project manager for the dam, says AEA believes the research is still on schedule.
When you're doing a project of this magnitude, you're out in the field, you take conditions as they come. I think we actually adjusted quite well for the late breakup. The real critical part of the late breakup, it's really a timing of when the fish are present. That's when you have to be out for. And I think we were able to, to be mobilized and collected information related to that. And then the same thing as we worked around not having access on Village Corporation lands, collected data this year, and then we'll work at filling in the rest of the data next year.
Wayne Dyock says that AEA believes that they did have a successful research season based on the priorities that they've set.
First of all, we had a very safe year of data collection with no significant incidents, and that's our first and highest priority. Secondly, we want to be respectful of people's lands, so that's our second priority. And third is collecting good data, and we believe we had a successful year there as well.
There are still variables in play for the 2014 research season. Nobody knows what breakup will be like next year, and the land access issue is still being discussed. Wayne Dyock says that data on the behavior of the river is being supplemented by studies from the 1980s in order to fill in more information on river modeling, given that 2013's breakup was unusual. He also says that there's a dialogue between AEA and the Alaska Native corporations that own land near the proposed dam site, but nothing has been finalized at this point. An additional concern that some area residents have raised is the amount of money being spent on research. Last year, the state legislature approved funding for the project. With the variances that were made to this year's research, some are wondering if the project is over budget. Wayne Dyock says that the money appropriated in the last state budget was not meant to cover the entire two-year study period.
The budget was our request for fiscal year 14. So we have a request in for fiscal year 15. And that information will be announced when the governor announces his budget in December.
The previous budget was around $95 million, and Wayne Dyock was not able to provide a specific number for what the price tag will be for the next fiscal year. The next round of technical working group meetings for the Susitna-Watonna project will begin on Wednesday, November 6th. During those meetings, researchers will share the methods used and any variances in their study plans. The data will be made available when AEA produces its preliminary research report in February of 2014. For KTNA, I'm Philip Manning.